question. From the P.J. Fitzpatrick Home Improvement News Desk, New Jersey's most listened to station, New Jersey 101.5 News, starts now.
President Trump has signed new U.S. global tariffs, keeping in line with his campaign promise.
April 2nd, 2025 will forever be remembered as the day American industry was reborn, the day America's destiny was reclaimed, and the day that we began to make America wealthy again.
The tariffs cover a wide range of products and are targeting several countries, including Canada, Mexico, China, and the European Union. Meantime, stock futures are plummeting after the tariff announcement. Multiple tornadoes are tearing across parts of the South and the Midwest. A huge twister in northeastern Arkansas has destroyed at least five homes, prompting the National Weather Service to issue a tornado emergency. Farther north in Missouri, another tornado obliterated several structures and some farm equipment, roughly 70 miles southwest of St. Louis. Another tornado has been confirmed in southern Illinois. Eric Adams' Democratic primary challengers are reacting to those federal corruption charges being permanently dismissed on Wednesday. Sarah Lee Kessler reports.
Brooklyn State Senator Zellner Myrie calls the dismissal the right move, but says no court decision will make New Yorkers forget that Adams put his own needs above the city's. Queens Assemblyman Zoran Mamdani noted he agrees with Judge Ho, who, while dismissing the charges, said the deal reeks of a quid pro quo with the Fed on immigration. And City Council Speaker Adrian Adams wrote, the dismissal doesn't absolve Adams of his actions. The federal case, though, has been tossed with prejudice, meaning it can't be brought again.
Amazon is reportedly making a bid to purchase TikTok. The New York Times reports the e-commerce giant has submitted a bid via office letter to Vice President Vance as well as Commerce Secretary Howard Lutnick. I'm Brian Shook.
New Jersey 101.5 instant weather, mostly cloudy, damp, dreary for tonight. A little bit of rain and drizzle, especially across northern portions of the state, down in the low 40s. Then breezy and warmer for tomorrow, variably cloudy, a couple of showers and even a gusty thunderstorm around, especially in the afternoon and evening. Highs into the low 70s and periods of rain and a thunderstorm later tomorrow night, down in the mid 50s. Maybe a morning shower Friday, then clouds break for some sunshine, highs into the low 60s. I'm meteorologist John Fear.
We got 39 in Rockaway, 42 in Franklin, 45 Beach Haven. Fast traffic, instant weather every 15 minutes on New Jersey 101.5.
Not New York, not Philadelphia. We're proud to be Jersey's own. New Jersey 101.5. Join the conversation.